Now to talk some football. Gee, there's been some controversy around. Also, some serious news around too, following the bit of a health issue with Sir Alex Ferguson. Robbie Slater is our man for football, and great to get his thoughts this morning. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Yeah, first and foremost, I think Sir Alex Ferguson's suffering a brain hemorrhage, and you can see by, I mean, the amount of tributes coming for him to get better and from all over the world is shows you just quite how much he is revered in the game. And obviously, you know, 38 trophies will probably never be matched. 26-year reign at Manchester United, incredible career. But he's got a very, very different and more important fight on his hands at the moment. And, of course, a lot of Man United fans in Australia and football fans, so, you know, hoping that he can recover. Such a strong character, such a strong man. Wishing him all the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, well said.
Absolutely.
All right, Robbie, let's get to it. Was that a goal last night?
The goal of the game. Let's just consign it to the history books, that game, because it was, first half was decent. Newcastle played quite well in the first half, but unfortunately the second half, I think Kevin Muscat said in his post-match interview, the ball was more in the air than anywhere else. And, it wasn't pretty to watch. To make matters worse, controversy. Well, for me, there's no controversy. The boy's offside.
He's offside, wasn't it? Yeah.
Three of them offside. The game shouldn't have stood. VAR should have done its job. Yeah. As it should have done its job in Melbourne City's loss to Newcastle when Daniel Arzani was fouled clearly in the box. Would have made Melbourne City 2-0 at the time. Who knows what might have happened in that game. A long way to go. Newcastle may have come back. Against Sydney, whether you say Sydney played well or not, Matt Simon, clear penalty at 2-2. Yeah.
Yes.
A minute before Antonis goes up the other end to score the winner. And last night, so to make it the hat-trick, clear offside. There's been goals overruled this season for less obvious offsides. I've got no idea why it wasn't. Look, it changes the game. I mean, it would have been 0-0, of course. You know, that doesn't mean Newcastle would have gone on to win the game or Victory wouldn't. But the fact of the matter is that changed the game. Victory pretty much sat in after that and defended very well. But, it's just disappointing.
So disappointing, yeah.
That a mistake, a goal that should have been ruled out for offside, decides the grand final.
And this is the one. You say consign it to history, and the problem with that is that ask the 30,000 Jets fans who were there last night, or ask
the
hundreds
TV
of thousands
well.
that were watching as well. And that's the disappointing thing, and that's the FFA or the game of football itself won't get that opportunity back again.
No, you won't. And look, you can't blame the FFA. They are an independent entity, the referees and the VAR. So, you know, to be fair to the FFA, they put on a tremendous grand final in respect to the pre-game. Entertainment was fantastic and the stadium looked fantastic and everything, you know, ticked all the boxes from their part. But unfortunately, the VAR has let us down. The VAR copped so much stick when it first came in. And then it seemed to get more comfortable. But really, in three massive calls. I mean, if the calls had gone the right way, you quite possibly would have had a very different grand final. You quite possibly would have had Sydney against
different
Melbourne
teams.
City
as
a grand final. That's how big those decisions were. Now, it's all well and good. The football purists will say, well, we don't like VAR anyway, and that's well and good. But the fact is, it's here. It's there. Everyone can see it with the technology on the big screen. It's clear and it's simple. And, to get it wrong three times is extraordinary. And in the big decider where there's only one goal scored, for that one to be very obviously, offside is, to say that it's disappointing. I don't know what more to say. What else can you say?
Exactly.
On those Jets fans. Laurie McKenna, Ernie Merrick, and, like I said, that doesn't mean Newcastle would have won the game, but, especially in our game, very few goals are scored normally, particularly in grand finals. So it's a massive moment.
It was, Robbie. On the positive side, for Victory fans, they've got a lot to thank Lawrence Thomas for. He was fantastic against Sydney FC. He was unbeatable last night.
Well, that's the thing. And Victory, we've had a an average season. They lost 10 games this season. They started the season horribly, and Kevin Muscat, who so comes
under
back
pressure,
with the last laugh, was getting booed at Amy Park very early on, and they found a way to play finals football. They come up with a goalkeeper on top of his form, and that's basically the story of this championship. And you look back, and it's their fourth championship win, eight trophies now, all in all, puts them ahead of Sydney and Brisbane now as the most successful club in the history of the Hyundai A-League. Where does this one sit with all the others? Well, it sits as a team that found the character to play finals football. That's how it sits. And with a goalkeeper that got them there and, played a massive part in them picking up the trophy. But, you have to congratulate them because it shows mental toughness and character to do what they've done. And they defended very, very well. But it's not a Victory team that we've seen in the past. They're always attractive to watch. This Victory team, the way they won it the way they had to.
Let's go to some English Premier League, mate. The result that stands out for me overnight, West Brom Albion 1-0 over Tottenham Hotspur. So now Tottenham, they've left the door ajar for Chelsea. They've got a game in hand and they're five points behind. But that's an opportunity for them to go into that top, the all-important top four.
Exactly. And what about West Brom? I mean, that's the most important in respect to, obviously, it opens the door for Chelsea, where we thought that door was well and truly closed weeks ago. And that's a massive game, Chelsea v Liverpool for that top four race. And it's made it interesting with only a couple of games to go. Some teams have only got one game. But what about West Brom? I mean, they've beaten Manchester United. They've taken points off Arsenal, Liverpool. Now they've beaten Tottenham. Where was this form earlier in the season? Because it's incredible what they've done in the last month. They are still a chance, albeit a very slim one, to survive. Huddersfield, they're playing Man City away tonight. They go to Chelsea away, and they've got Arsenal at home. That's their three games to go. You've got Southampton, and Southampton looked gone, and now Swansea City are in that relegation place on 33 points. Huddersfield on 35. That's going to go to the wire.
I'm looking for Millwall. Did they not play overnight?
I looked through it. No, they didn't play overnight. They must play tomorrow. But they're not no chance of making the playoffs. I don't think so.
No, I'm just looking for Timmy Cahill time.
Well, he's got a suspension, hasn't he?
Has he got a suspension?
Yeah,
has he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He's suspended.
Yeah, he's missing the last couple of games.
No, he won't play again for Millwall. So.
That's
over, which obviously not ideal.
He didn't get much game time anyway, did he, Rob?
So
he didn't get much game time, but dare I say, he'll be on the plane to Russia. I think it was already decided.
As he should be.
Probably in Bert van Marwijk's contract. You must be Tim Cahill.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
There and, hasn't been ideal, to be brutally honest.
Yeah, no.
The situation firstly at Melbourne City and now going to Millwall where he's got little game time and now this suspension. But he'll be there. Just on Bert van Marwijk, he was there last night. I can't see that he would have been too impressed with what he saw.
Probably not.
Good idea to be there, though.
Yeah, it was a good idea. And look, the scene was fantastic. The atmosphere was brilliant. The Victory fans never stopped. Never, ever stopped. As I said, the entertainment, the FFA put on a great show. The only thing that was missing was a memorable match. But you know what, guys? Sometimes that's
grand finals. Yeah. That's grand finals.
Or you can have all the ingredients you want, and sometimes it doesn't live up to what people want. Not necessarily what they expect, but certainly what they want. But it was a gritty, nitty-gritty, hard-fought grand final. And the Victory won it. And good luck to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Rob. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you very much.